everybody, I'm Chirag, and welcome to Savvy Talk, a podcast about PR and communications with your host, Maha Abulaneen. In past weeks, we've talked about maintaining good media relations. And one of the aspects of that is how to pitch a story.
In order to get coverage, you need to develop your pitch. And your pitch is basically your angle and your information that you're going to sell into the media. So the first thing you need to think about is, what's my news hook? Why am I talking to this journalist? Why do I think this is worthy of coverage? Why do I want to tell this story? And what do I want to see in the paper? So that's the news hook. You have to think about what makes news. So something dramatic could make news. Something surprising could make news. Something negative, a crisis situation. When coming to pitch a story, there's different things that are newsworthy, something that's unusual or unexpected. So one of the things when you're coming to pitch is you need to know what makes news and what they're looking for when it comes to creating a news story. The second thing is, give them all the information, the supporting information about your story. So we talked about packaging your news in a previous episode. Give them the press release, the fact sheet, images, videos, GIFs, diagrams, graphs. So they have data at their hands that they can go through and figure out, okay, this is how I'm going to tell the story based on all the facts in front of me.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just tend to overlook the fact that you can do a better job of telling the story visually or with cool infographics.
The third thing is, figure out, what do you have to offer them? Are you offering them an interview? Are you offering them an exclusive? Are you offering them something specific? Are you giving them access to an event so that they can learn something? What is it that you're pitching to them? And why do you think your story and your angle is something that they should pay attention to?
So basically, you can't just dump your press release or say, here's what I launched. A big part of your strategy needs to be about making sure you're pitching something valuable. Okay, so what's next?
The fourth thing is timing. So timing is everything. So for example, Comic-Con is coming up here in Dubai. So if you are in that space of entertainment, that's a good time because they're looking for stories that have to do with entertainment. So pick your timing around things that are happening and try to be a part of that news cycle. One of the things you should think about when you have a news story is, who are you pitching it to? Are you pitching it to a television station, a newspaper, an online portal, a magazine, a blog? Who are you pitching your story to, and where do you want to see your story appear? A lot of times people focus on getting a lot of hits. A lot of hits means a lot of coverage. You really should focus on quality and message. Like, if I get a full page story in a newspaper, but it doesn't hit my key messages, I didn't really do a good job. So you really focus on quality of message delivery and the quality of the outlet, not necessarily, 40 hits and, missing the mark on where you're getting those hits. When you come to pitch your story, there's many ways you can do it. One of the ways is you send an email. So what do you put in the subject line so that they open your email? And how do you make sure that your email is short and punchy and engaging, that they want to keep reading? Often people send really long emails, and again, they don't have time to process it. So in your subject header, you should say press release, news announcement. You should say what it is that the email is about and write the name of the company so that they know. Then in the beginning, don't waste your time doing all of the niceties and how is your day going and all this. I mean, be polite, obviously, but don't waste the first three lines of your email in blah, blah, blah. Get straight to the point, jump into it, and give them the information they need to know. Hi there, I'm reaching out to share with you a news announcement that's going to be happening on this date. Get straight to the point so that they know what it's about. The second way you can pitch a story is by calling them. So calling is tricky because, are you calling their mobile or their landline? And then if you get them on the phone, you have a few seconds to win them over, and then they're going to move on to something else. So again, get straight to the point. I'm calling on behalf of X, which is the name of the company. I wanted to invite you to a press conference that we're hosting to announce 1, 2, 3, 4. Give them the date and time. If they can get back to you and confirm on the phone, great. If not, be polite. Give them time to get back to you. Maybe send them a link afterwards so that they can register for your event. So make sure that you either call them or email them. Do not do business on WhatsApp. That's not a really good way to talk to a journalist, is by sending them pitch documents or information over WhatsApp. So call them or email them and find out their interest based on their feedback.
So I think it's also important to understand that you're probably not going to be successful every time you make a pitch, right?
You got to be patient. Let's say you pitch a story and they don't take it. That doesn't mean they never want to talk to you again or they never want to work with you again. It's just about timing. Is it a good editorial fit for them? Do they have the resources to go report that story? They might not. So try and try again. Persistence is really key. And you got to have a good story. So think about, what did you learn from, okay, they didn't take that story. Maybe it was too commercial. What else do I have that might be newsworthy that'll get me that coverage?
Yeah, and I think this is where maintaining good relationships with the media also comes into play, right? And we've talked about that on previous episodes. So that when there's some downtime, when they're able to have a longer chat with you, they could probably give you a few tips or some honest feedback that would make your pitch better the next time.
Yeah, it happens to me all the time, Chirag. Like, not every time I talk to journalists, like, yeah, Maha, would love to write that story for you. You know, they're like, no, not going to work. I'm like, okay, put my tail between my legs and one the other way. And you know, you just got to figure out, okay, what's hot, what's not. Some things work, some things don't. And you just need to really be persistent and know that you're not going to get it every time. The reporter is not your enemy. They're in competition with other journalists. They want facts. They actually want your story because that actually gives them something that they can write about. They need good sound bites and quotes, and they need you to be honest. So don't use a journalist when pitching a story for blatant commercialism, because they won't accept it. Their editor won't accept it, and it won't get through. You know, reporters expect certain things from you. They expect clear and concise information. They expect facts. You know, don't be speaking to a journalist if you're not authorized to speak to them. I had a sticky situation once where a client did an interview, disclosed all this financial information, and then it was like, I wasn't supposed to say that. Well, you just did, and you gave the interview, and I set you up for the interview, so we can't take it back. And so you just need to be really careful when you're coming to pitch a story. Make sure your spokesperson is authorized to disclose what he or she might be disclosing. When pitching a story too, you always think about, you agree in advance, like, what's the angle of the story that we're going to take? What are some of the things we want to talk about? And you sort of outline, these are two or three points I want them to know. And you agree in advance what it is to be included in that pitch, so that you don't disclose something that you shouldn't be, and that you do focus your message so that you have one story with one message come out. You know, you want to promote your brand and your company, but you want to be sort of a little bit objective. Like, you can't be out there trashing the competition or saying something about your business that's really making them think, oh God, this person's just trying to make me drink the Kool-Aid. You know, really be objective about why you think it's newsworthy in a serious tone, and let them give you feedback about what they think would make it newsworthy. I think a couple times I've worked with a journalist, I can think of one person in particular, and she's like, you know, Maha, this isn't going to work, but if you go back and get me this, then I'll take a look at it, and I think we can get something here. So really listen to their expertise and advice, and they'll help you get it better or make it better if you really have that relationship with them where there's a circle of trust where they feel they can give you that feedback and you won't be heartbroken and crushed and demolished and all that kind of stuff. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to today's episode. I would be super grateful if you can give me a review and give me some feedback. And don't forget, you can always hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, or send us an email at im@digitalandsavvy.com. Thanks for listening.